The Gemara brings down on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that Kol Yomav Shel Oser Tzadik, the whole life of Chani Amagel, Haya Mitzdar Amikra Zeh. He was very bothered with Pshat in the following Pasuk, Shir Amalos B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim. So Chani understood that this Pasuk is referring to Golus Babel, the Zman of Golus, that after the Gula happens, the whole Zman of Golus Babel, those 7 years, will be like a Cholayim, as if we were dreaming. And he was bothered, Mika denayim shivin shanim b'chalma. Could somebody actually sleep for 70 years? How could you have someone who sleeps and dreams for 70 years? And that leads into the whole ma'aseh that happened to him where he fell asleep for 70 years. But what needs beer is, what's the pshat? At the end of the day, what does it mean that we refer to the zman of Golus as a chalayim? Hayinu kecholmim. Why is it, in what sense is it considered like a chalayim? What does it mean that the zman that we're in Golus is like a chalayim? Over here it's talking about the Golus of Babel, but the Sfarim understand this to be referring to our Golus as well, that after the Mashiach comes, it will be considered like a chalayim. In what sense is it a chalayim? So I once heard a Gvaldik Abir, the Rev Kolevsky used to say over in the name of Rev Gifter, and he was masbir like this, that the, we know the Gemara says, all the Tanesim are going to be napach into Yom Tovim. So every tinus that we have now for the Churban, another Yanim is going to turn into a Yantiv. So he says, Bishlam, you want to tell me it's going to become Batal Asalava once the Gula comes? We no longer need to remember the Churban. That I hear, it should become Batal and should no longer be a tinus. But why should it turn into a Yantiv? Why should it become a positive Yantiv? Why does it become a day of Simcha? At the end of the day, it was a time of Churban, a time of Ra. And what sense does it make that it should turn into a Yantiv? So he explained that all the Dvarim Raim that happened in this world, the Shas Maisa, they seem like they're bad, and seems like it's something which is bad for us. But Lasid Lavoi, when Mashiach comes and all the everything will be Nisgalatas and Malard's there, we're going to see clearly how everything was really L'tayv Aseinu. There was nothing bad that ever happened in the world. Every single thing that happened is really L'tayv Aseinu. Everything was mamish being mechin for the Gula, bringing the Gula, and somehow helping us out. We're not able to see B'Shas Maisa. B'Shas Maisa, it looks bad, but Lasid Lavoi, we'll see that not only wasn't bad, it was actually good. It was actually, there was a Hatava involved. This is the site of the Tzlach says in Psachim and Daf Nun, that Lasid Lavoi will be Nisgala, that really everything was L'tayv. And he says that's his Indian, that not only is the tinus going to become batal, but actually be nepach liyamtav, will become a yamtav, because we'll see that these things that we thought were bad were actually good, and that was actually the biggest hatava, and we're going to make a yamtav out of it. So we have to explain that when we're living through Golus, when we're experiencing all the tzaras that are happening in our mind right now, we think they're bad. We think it's a reality of Dvarim Raim that are happening. Lasid Lavoi bin Nisgala, that what we thought was a ra, what we thought was a tzara, never actually happened. There's a davar tov that happened, but the tzara, the way we know it, never actually happened. That was just a dream. That was a chalayim. It was dimin. It was not real. And he says that's what a chalayim is. A chalayim is something that while you're dreaming, while you're going through the dream, you think this is reality. You think that this is actually happening. When you wake up, you realize it was just a dream. Nothing actually happened. And he said, that's going to be our view on Golus after Bezer Hashem. When we're Nigel, we're going to look back and we're going to realize that everything that we thought was actually happening while we're living through it, we thought these bad things were happening, it never really happened the way we thought it happened. It never happened. L'ra. But Fakir, it was L'tayv. These are Advarim Taibin. This was all L'tayv Aseinu. This was all helping us and bringing about the Geula. And in that sense, it's like a chalayim. It's something that Taka never really happened in terms of being a davar ra. We should be zeichem as Hashem to reach the time when the gula comes and we'll realize Taka was all a chalayim.